to me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Good morning. The words of eternal life. In that message today, my message is titled, The Message of Love. Dear friends and those who are listening to us today, I'll be speaking to you about the message of love. How much God our Father in heaven loved us. From the beginning of times, God loved each one of us. Before the creation of the world, God loved us. In the New Testament Bible, letter to the Ephesians church, and to all people, Paul the Apostle wrote like this, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. What is the meaning of this? God has seen us in this planet Earth before the worlds were created. To most of you, the worlds were created by God. God, in the Hinduism, they called Brahma, means the one who created the Brahman, which is the universe. Allah means, for Muslims, the one who, only holy God. Allahu Akbar, a phrase meaning God is most great in Arabic. By Muslims, in these prayers and as a general declaration of faith or thanksgiving, they call God is great. Everything we see and things we create, things we cannot see, are made by God. You notice everything in the world has a design, which means something or someone designed it. If you look in the sky at night, we see the moon and stars, and in the daytime only one star named the sun, 93 million miles away from us, the nearest star which we call the sun. But we cannot look at it due to its brilliant light. We cannot see the sun with our naked eye, but we believe it is the sun because of its power, full of light because of the gases like hydrogen, helium burning, and the fire is intense. The intense fire and heat produce megatons of energy, which all planets and all animals on the earth may live by its energy. The temperature of the sun varies from 27 million degrees Fahrenheit at the core of the sun, about 10,000 degrees, which is 5,500 degrees centigrade. At the surface, according to NASA, it is the temperature that we just said. The temperature of the outer area of the sun is, the temperature in the atmosphere varies between about 6,500 Kelvin at the bottom and 4,000 Kelvin at the top. So we see the intense heat produced by the sun, but we cannot look at it because of its blazing power and the heat and the light coming out of it. Now, we are not alone with the family of our sun. We are a part of a galaxy which scientists named Milky Way galaxy. Family, our galaxy is made of spiral rings of stars and planets. Our Milky Way galaxy is 100,000 light years long from its center to the both ends. Our light year is 186,000 miles per second. The speed of the light multiplied by 60 second, multiplied by 24 hour, multiplied by 364.75 days, gives the the distance of 1 light-year. The Sun takes about 226 million years to orbit the center of our galaxy, and it orbits at a speed of about 230 kilometers per second. Praise God. So why do we talk about this? Because God has these magnificent creations. Along with Sun, we have all the other planets in our family of our galaxy. We cannot see the Sun very clearly because of its intense light and glaring power comes out of it. Same way we can see the wind, but we know the wind is blowing. The same way we can see God for many reasons. Though people say there is no God, but how can we see Him? Well, number one, God is a spirit and His presence is everywhere. Everything you see has a touch of God. And you and I can only connect with God by our spirit. So our great prophets in our Old Testament time, they have spent time in meditations and praying to God, and the Spirit of God come from them. Praise the Lord. Now, from the ancient time, the Hindu Maharishis or their sannyasis, those who hesitate the life of the normal life and they go to the jungles and mountains and places, they sat and meditate. They're trying to find God. In the divine scriptures of our Holy Bible, as given us by God through His Spirit, when we meditate on God, God's Holy Spirit descends into our spirit and our spirit communicate with God. Bible says that the God is a spirit in John 4:24 by Jesus Himself, which a quote stated by Christ, we can see God only by faith and by our spiritual communication with God. God is eternal or ever-living, self-sustaining, or He do not need anyone's help or advice. God is omnipotent, means almighty, powerful. Omniscient means all-knowing. Omnipresent means present everywhere in the universe, including the heavens, at the same time. After the fall of man, God gave the man and woman the guidance to come to God for communion or fellowship. They were told that they need forgiveness of sin, so they must bring an animal which has no blemish or defect. They must lay hands on the animal, pass their sins on the animal, and pray to God and confess their sins. They must accept that they are sinners and believe in an ultimate sacrifice of a God-man sent by God in the fullness of time. This God-man in the Genesis was explained as the son of the woman. This is according to God said to Adam and Eve in the Garden of the Eden, the woman's son will crush the serpent's head. The serpent will hurt the feet of the woman's son, but the woman's son will crush the serpent's head. This means that it was Eve, the woman, who was deceived first by Satan. So she sinned against God. Also, Adam went along the way as being her husband, and soon they, in the time of life, the son of the woman will come and crush the serpent's head. So God sent His incarnation, Jesus, who is Christ, to die for the sins of humanity. In Galatians 4:4, chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." This means that God sent His Son Jesus Christ, who was His Word, who translated or transformed into or incarnated into human flesh. And according to the law, according to the scripture, Christ was born. And according to the scripture, Christ lived and He died and resurrected. So we see the prophecy talks about the Lamb, the Lamb which was slain from the foundation of the world. Now this is in the chapter 3 of book of Revelation. The Lamb slain from foundation of the world. Why is said that from the foundation of the world? Because God has set apart His Son Jesus Christ, or His Word, which was going to be coming as the incarnated Son of God, has been separated from before the creation of the universe. So Paul says in Ephesians, I mentioned earlier, that the Holy Spirit of God was speaking through the prophets about this from the time of after the fall of Adam and Eve. So Adam and Eve fell from glory, and God has appointed Christ to be the Messiah, to come down before the creation of the world. And Christ came in the fullness of time. And He has provided the sanctification or the forgiveness of sin by believing in His blood, and being sanctified by believing in His death and resurrection, and continuous process of the Holy Spirit, the human beings being sanctified. Secondly, we cannot see God because God cannot come to us because He is holy. If He appears, we look at God due to His brilliant light. He looks more brighter than looking at the sun we talked about. God's light is brighter than the sun, and everything will be consumed before Him. This means that God, we cannot exist. The reasons, as I mentioned, He is like a consuming fire. Secondly, God is holy and we are unholy. We do not have the holiness to see God. So God created the visible and the invisible. Everything we see in the universe. 40 people for 400 years to complete the Bible, the Word of God. The 66 books in the Bible was written by prophets, kings, priests, and shepherds in different category of people, and who were surrendered for the will of God, and spoken to God, and worshipped Him, and spent time with God, who received the Word of God through the Spirit. Now the Bible says, prophecy came not in all time by the will of man, but the holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter 1 verse 12, I have already told you that the Bible is written by different category of people. These people are filled by the Holy Spirit of God, This means the Holy Spirit reside in their spirit and communicated with them the message of God. This also called an anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we understand that they had a special gift from God through the Holy Spirit, which is called the gift of prophecy. Praise the Lord. The information on creation was also passed on to Adam and Eve by God, and them to their children, and it is passed on from generations to generations and kept by godly people. When it came to Moses, the message given to him from his forefathers and the message given to him by the Holy Spirit, he compiled them together and he wrote exactly what God wanted us to know, which is called the five books of Bible in the beginning. So as the rest of the Bible was written, it's a message from God. Now God is a Trinity, three persons or three spirits in one unity. In the other words, God presented humanity in three persons or in three forms, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three function together as one person. Now this message is about the love. God loves the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Adam and Eve was given the principle or the law of sacrifices and offerings because of their sin. They must bring a blameless, flawless animal and lay their hands on the animal and confess and pray. It was a symbol given to them that in the time of life, your own son, a human boy or human son from God, will be born in the human form through the woman, but not by the work of the man, but by the work of the Holy Spirit. So as did Mary, was filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit hovered over her, and Christ, the Son, the Word of God, descended into her in the form of the Spirit and created his birth in her. And then we see the Lord God had sent his Son, Jesus Christ, because of his great love. He forgiving our sins. He wants us to be his children. God made this heaven and earth by his mighty power and his outstretched arms. But his loving kindness is greater. Praise the Lord. Where sin increases, his love increases beyond the sin. The God who created the universe, the angels, and everything in it, praise the Lord, he made the human by his hands. And God said in the Genesis, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and all the earth, and everything creeping on the earth. So God created man in his image. In his image of God created him, male and female, and he blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over everything that moves upon the earth. This is how God created human. His love on the humanity is greater than anything else, that he wanted to redeem them even though they fell into sin. That's the plan of God, that he had it from the creation of the world, that it says the Lamb of God, as we read before from Revelation chapter 3, the Lamb of God, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know he has set apart even before, praise the Lord. He, the Son of God, had the power to make worlds. He directed every creation. Praise the Lord. He came here as the only begotten Son to fulfill a mission, to be slain as a lamb, slain before the foundation of the world, to bring about salvation to all mankind. What is God expecting from us? To give Him our heart, accept Him, and ask for forgiveness. He loves, but His love is greater than the sins we have committed. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, all we need to do is come to His presence. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He loves us. He gave His only begotten Son. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said, no love is greater than giving one's life for His friends. He called His disciples as friends. And He told them to follow Me and take this love and to talk to the people about the love of the Father. And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on Me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, but they were dead. But this bread, which I come down from heaven, if any man eat thereof and not die, I am the living bread, came from heaven. Praise the Lord. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Praise you, Jesus. This is the bread, the body of Christ. We eat it because He is the Word. We read and study and meditate on Him, that our spirit will receive eternal life. Those who confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 to 10. One must believe by his heart that he or she is a sinner and repent of their sins and believe that Jesus died for his or her sin and accept Jesus as the Savior. At the times of this ignorance, God winked, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Praise the Lord. Because He had appointed a day in which He will judge the whole world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, in that He hath raised Him from the dead. This man we are talking about is the man, God, Lord, Jesus Christ. He took our punishment. He got crucified. God judged Him in place of each of us. God has laid our sins on Him, and He bore our sins. He suffered. He shed His blood for our sins. And with that blood, we are cleansed, purified. We just want to be the children of God. Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 12, those who believe in His name, He gave them the right to become children of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ giving us eternal life. He said, those who believing in Me will have eternal life, and I will raise him at the last day. Dear friends, there is a final judgment for everyone who living in the earth or who born in the earth. The heavens and the earth will be passed away. And in the Revelation chapter 19, it says, yea, and I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne. And books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead and were in it. And the death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what they have done. Then the death and the Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is a second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:11-15, the Holy Bible, New International Version. God loves us until the last minute, but no one knoweth when their time is to leave the planet Earth for dying and leaving this place. If you confess your sins and accept Jesus Christ and live a sinless life and receive the Holy Spirit gift, then you will go to a peaceful place or preserved in Jesus until the return of Jesus Christ. Amen. There is a judgment for everyone who lives on the planet Earth according to what we have done. And it says that these are the days. This day, today is the day that you should be saved, not tomorrow. Praise the Lord. We all sinners, we born as sinners, and we learned sins in this earth. But God forgives all of it without questioning the seriousness, how bad or how little it was, or how big it is. Regardless of that, Jesus will forgive, our Father will forgive our sins. With this word, I'd like to ask you to give your heart to Jesus if you haven't given your heart to it. He gives you love, gives you joy, He gives you peace, He will give you comfort and eternal life. Once you pass from this earth, you will get into a place of peace and comfort. And then you have heaven waiting for you. And when Jesus returns, we all will join those who believe in Jesus Christ in the heavens and spend time, eternity with your God and Savior, Lord Jesus, Savior Jesus Christ. May I pray this word with you. Lord Jesus, come to my heart. Forgive my sins. I accept you. I am a sinner. Cleanse me, purify me. Come into my heart and make me a child of God. If you pray this prayer, Christ will receive you and God will accept you. If you have more questions about, send me an email, pr.chackov@gmail.com. That is P like Peter, R like Robert, chackov@gmail.com. Thank you. God bless you.
Christ, the Blessed One, gives you all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, chackov@gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.